AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this Super Tuesday, voters in more than a dozen states head to the polls. Texas is one of the 15 states holding Republican primaries. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Dallas.
If early voting numbers are any indication, Texas turnout will be very low for this presidential primary. Clarissa Martinez isn't worried about numbers. She just wants to make sure that everyone who wants to vote gets the chance.
When the voter comes out and they have that sticker, it's like, I voted. It's like, woo! You voted.
She's a volunteer driver in South Texas for a program that offers free rides to the polling place to anyone who needs one. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A deadly industrial fire in suburban Michigan. Truckloads of butane canisters caught fire north of Detroit, exploding. A 19-year-old a quarter mile away was hit by debris and killed. James Crumley goes on trial. He's the father of Ethan Crumley, who shot and killed four people at his high school in 2021 in Michigan. Crumley's mother was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for allowing him to access the gun he used in the shooting. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 1,400 pages of newly released documents show how two lawyers from Wisconsin tried to overturn President Biden's 2020 victory in the state. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbrough turned over the records yesterday to settle a lawsuit. The papers show how they put together slates of fake electors in Wisconsin and six other battleground states. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Biden surrogate Malcolm Kenyatta tells WISN-TV's Up Front he's not concerned the president is losing in battleground states.
Whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you know, these are states that have always been close.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The city's Equal Opportunities Commission is inviting Northside residents to an open meeting to discuss what they call a surge in housing complaints. The meeting will be at the Lakeview Public Library on March 14th at 5:30. Residents are encouraged to attend to share their experiences, concerns, and suggestions about housing in Madison. The meeting will feature presentations on what services the city offers to residents and to give people a platform to voice their concerns. The United Way of Dane County has released their final fundraising numbers for last year and held a community celebration last Friday to celebrate. During their 2023 community fundraising campaign, they managed to raise over $16 million. They got contributions from over 16,000 individuals and around 500 businesses. President and CEO Renee Moe says that she's endlessly grateful for the generosity of the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Five Serve Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13, but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help for sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6th just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now, it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high today. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Tune in for a Super Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll bring you all the electoral results and more 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Supreme Court did not in any way undercut or contradict or suggest in any way there was any infirmity in the factual findings made by the lower courts.
Why do you think that was?
Because he's unquestionably an insurrectionist. That really wasn't, I mean, it would have been absurd for the court to try to redefine what it means to engage in an insurrection and to engage and what an insurrection is, to try to fit it to get Donald Trump off the hook.
Thank you, George Conway. Congress already voted him an insurrectionist. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody.
Yes.
They're about to nominate a convicted rapist, 91-count felon.
Mm-hmm. Not if I can help it. I'm voting today.
Insurrectionist who tried to, who stole our nuclear codes and is likely going to sell them whatever new security he gets from new security
I say we feed him bad information.
To pay off the debts from his new crimes.
Feed him bad information and arrest him for that.
Super Tuesday. Hooray.
Republicans aren't right. They're in the darkest night. We all know that they all blow. Good grief, Super Tuesday. Who could nominate on you? Pick someone. From Trump Doomsday and vote blue no matter who.
Aw, thank you, Rocky.
Thank you,
Mike. Lucretia, our sweaty church whore, is sweatier and horrier than usual because it's Super Tuesday. Hi, Lucretia.
Yeah, quite the introduction. I do appreciate it.
Are you calling from church?
I just want to...
You sound like you're calling from work or somewhere you're ashamed to talk loud.
She's in church.
I'm calling down from the catacombs. No, I'm at work. I had to leave my desk again.
Okay.
I just, I didn't get a chance.
Can
to
you put me on speaker?
From...
Lucretia's a crazy liberal.
nice try. I have earbuds in, but okay, A for trying.
Yeah, all right.
So I didn't get a chance to finish my rant from Friday, so I do apologize. But right quick, I want to say... what happened yesterday, that sucked worse than the $5 town prostitute. Let's get that out the way.
Yes.
Okay.
So the other things I want to get off my front lumps is about Beyonce and her country album.
Yes.
My thing is this is that.
In case you haven't noticed, she's black.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
And it's like we need a has-been from Dukes of Hazzard to tell us otherwise. Say, dude, get off. And it's like, also, did you guys forget there was this guy called, Charlie Pride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I think he was black and did a country album, and not to mention Ray Charles. So,
Thank you.
Knock it the F off.
Yeah. And by the way, Beyonce did not deep fake her way into. Yeah. She didn't AI her way into country music.
Right.
She got there the old fashioned way with talent.
Also, Hootie.
It's,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like,
Blowfish.
Well, Hootie.
Speaking of things that blow,
Hootie is a big country star now.
Huge. Oh, damn, Chris, you beat me to the punch. I was going there too.
Okay.
So, like,
sorry about that.
Your world.
Would you like a fun fact?
No worries.
The night I was on The Tonight Show, hey, Jay Leno, everybody,
yeah,
to promote my late night TV show. Who was the other guest?
Hootie.
And presumably the
Blowfish.
But I did not meet any Blowfish.
They're from Denver, the city by the bay.
Well, they're from Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, but they also...
Lucretia, good luck at the Thanksgiving table. You haven't gotten a word in edgewise.
my last part, luckily, it's quick. I just want to say Bimbo Bobert's son, as we all know, is a piece of crap and a low of life. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, people who were sitting at...
Did I read right? Did he steal money from the lady with brain cancer?
He was sitting there breaking into cars and using credit cards.
Underage
and
sex
it's like
tape.
You
okay.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, you want to sit there and talk about the soul of America. It's like, you guys got that so ass backwards, it's not even funny. So to that I say to you idiots on the right, you can kiss the sweet church horse bronze peaches. And
So you tan in the nude.
Wow.
Well, why wouldn't you?
We just found that out.
Why wouldn't you?
All right. Listen, people. You know what? I think we're just, you know, it seems like the end of the world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Joel tweets, Steph, Jody looks good in anything. As she learned how to wear a proper dress while eating caviar in the Concord as a very young girl. We've seen pictures of you as a Lithuanian boy-girl child.
Yeah, we have.
You didn't have that training.
No.
It's not Lithuanian.
He didn't
Armenian.
Go to Getty Images and see my unfortunate photos.
I looked like
apparently.
An Armenian dude.
Uh-huh.
Get it straight. With a unibrow.
He didn't see my unfortunate pictures on Getty.
Okay, listen. My point is you're smart and pretty and unbelievably good singer. And she did, this is Jody, because it could be the end of, after the Supreme Court, it could be the end of, if you don't get out and vote, it's the end of the world. This week. Oh my God.
Why does the sun go on shining?
Why?
Why
I don't know.
The sea rush to shore?
That's enough.
Really? It's never enough.
Never enough,
Jody.
That was enough.
You have a beautiful voice. Okay. Michelangelo Ciarelli, our buddy, our pal. Is the New York Times deliberately trying to just piss all of us off?
Yep.
There was some story about calling Joe Biden super fans are confused why everyone's not blah, blah, whatever the stupid premise was. He said, Michelangelo said, now we're this minority of super fans. The majority of Americans are anti-Trump, believe he committed crimes. But to the New York Times, we who believe in justice are the lonely ones. Quote, bewildered by tepid enthusiasm for a president they see as transformative, these Democrats occupy a lonely place in U.S. politics. I feel like I'm the only one. He said, Michelangelo said, first of all, 85% of Democrats approve of Biden in the polls. That's not a lonely minority. Mm. I don't remember them covering the hardcore Trumpers, the 30% with such condescension in their diner visits. And these people are crazy. Where's the latest we have? Oh, good Lord. Our friends at over at Good Liars with this lady.
Hey.
Here we go.
On.
Yes.
Okay,
cut one. Pardon me.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trump 24 or before. What does that mean to you?
He's already president. Mm. He's already president. He's our president.
Mm-hmm. Meaning Donald Trump is president now.
President now. I believe he is.
How would that work? Because Joe Biden has been the president, right?
He's been the president. Hmm? Obama said that he would like to run a third term if he could sit in his basement and call the shots, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Wait, what?
Okay, no.
But you just said that it's Obama's third term, but also that Trump is president.
He's calling the shots of all this mess that's going on right now and all the disasters that he's caused. Yeah.
But how is Obama calling the shots if Trump is still president?
Obama is sitting back and telling Biden what to do.
Well, what is Biden if he's not the president?
He's a bumbling fool right now.
But why would it matter if Obama was telling Biden what to do if Biden's not president?
Say that again.
Why would it matter if Obama was telling Biden what to do if Biden wasn't president?
That's all she got.
And that is when her brain...
Her brain broke. You can hear it.
You can hear it. And the look on her face was like, "Arr?"
She had those patriotic glasses, though, so she loves America.
She did.
Yeah. That was her brain.
Yeah. That was her brain breaking.
It broke.
This is your brain on Trump. We need to do the commercials. Remember? This is your brain on drugs. With the,
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark Elias said this is the most important story of the week. Quote, a network of right-wing activists and allies of Donald Trump are quietly challenging thousands of voter registrations in critical presidential battleground states.
That's
eyes
huge.
On the prize, people. Rachel Maddow did this last night. Mm-hmm. This is all set up so they can cry, fraud again. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, Trump seems way too...
confident?
Yes. That, they're not going to do, we're never going to let them get away with that again. They're setting this up to be able to, no matter what happens, to go, it's rigged. They stole it again. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's not to mention the fact that they're trying to throw legitimate voters in Democratic areas off the rolls. So that is forget the polls, the media, eyes on the prize. Stone Kettle. Here's another one. All the issues we've been talking about. Ask yourself, who benefits from measles? Who benefits from the measles, whooping cough, rubella, polio, the flu, COVID, etc.? Who benefits from our kids and our population infected with preventable diseases? Who benefits from our military being unvaccinated? If you said our enemies, then you figured out the source of this anti-vax disinformation campaign currently infecting Americans. As I was saying, almost any issue, the Middle East, I mean, whatever they can do to cause division among Democrats that might hurt Biden, that's what they're doing. Which, by the way, I heard someone, as if I could get any more rip about everything, but they were just talking about, this was Hamas's whole plan, what's happening right now,
right,
that Israel would overreact. And as an expert said, like we did after 9/11. And when you say we, let's be clear, Republicans, always the one, right? Like, invade the wrong country, inflame the entire Middle East, right? I mean, that's exactly what Hamas planned on.
Yeah.
Is that Israel will overreact like the United States did with stupid war criminal. Yeah. Yay! Bush and Cheney, stupid. Okay. I can't talk to too many whores this morning. Jenny the giggling whore in Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Jenny.
We have whores all over the place.
Whores are plenty.
Hello.
There's some whores in this house.
Yeah, well, Lucretia.
Whores ahoy.
Lucretia mentioned, $5 whores and bimbo Bobert, so I feel like I'm in a really, really good place right now.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanted to say that I very stupidly watched Jon Stewart's monologue last night, and I am sick unto the gills of people using ageism as a perfectly appropriate excuse for putting down our president.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, this is the same thing that happened in 2008 or 2007. Yeah.
Both sidesism
Obama could never get it.
Yeah, both sidesism isn't funny to me right now, with the impending death of our democracy.
Absolutely, the both sidesism. But I'm making another point here. That's the racism that we dealt with Obama, and then the sexism that we dealt with Hillary, and it's ageism that we're dealing with Biden. And we should be just as ashamed of ourselves for the ageism that we're putting out there as we should be for the racism that we're putting out there and the sexism that we're putting out there. This, everybody aspires to be old and fit and sharp as a tack like our president. And if you're lucky enough to get that way, then you're going to face discrimination because you're old. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ageism. Yep. It's wrong.
Yep. Thank you. That was very impassioned and
fantastic.
She was.
Yeah. Joe Walsh said, I was yelling for a third and fourth political party 12 years ago when I was a Republican congressman, and I still think we need more than two parties. No, you're wrong, Joe. See, I look forward to going back to Joe Walsh just being wrong all the time.
Has he paid his troubles before?
But not this year. This year, Trump must be stopped because Trump is utterly un-American. So this year, we're all on Team Biden, Team Democracy. No third party candidate this year. Defeat Trump, and then another party or two. See, then he's wrong again. Okay, but my point is, if you don't like your comedy, both sidesism, sexy liberal tour. on sale Friday.
Yep.
Thursday for pre-sale. Paula Poundstone pointed out it's not a secret code if we say it on the air, but the secret code is key.
K-E-Y.
SexyLiberal.com.
Not P.
Bam. Tickets on sale, yes, for a 15-city tour brought to you by Live Nation and NS2. Fantastic companies. We're so excited. Mm-hmm. We are coming to Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. So, oh my God. Yes.
I'm going to research as to whether Paula Poundstone has ever given out a secret key for early sales.
I'm going
to
guess she has.
Uh-huh. She's in the touring business.
She is.
All right. So, very exciting. Available for pre-sale Thursday, yep, and we're very, very excited. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, what's that?
Is that an unsolicited testimonial?
Indeed it is. You can see that it was not a tweetimonial. It is an actually old-fashioned letter to me.
Yes. It was a postcard.
Jane, regarding Credo Mobile.
Oh.
I just heard Credo Mobile is now a sponsor. I am delighted. I've been with Credo for about 15 years.
Same.
I think they are absolutely the best. People may be interested to know that they use the network, so you get the same coverage. It's just the greatest service.
It is.
Thank you, Jane. Jody Hamilton agrees. Chris and I agree.
Yes.
I'm telling you now.
Jody's had it for 15 years.
At least,
it's,
yeah,
the OG Sexy Liberal company. They give, like the Sexy Liberal Tour, to all these great progressive causes, right? They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits to fight for your values, like Planned Parenthood, Friends of the Earth, on and on. Mm-hmm. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that great feeling that comes with knowing you're making a difference every day just by using your phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's C-R-E-D-O, mobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone.
Whoa.
When you use that code STEF. What? CredoMobile.com. Get $250 off by using that code STEF.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Yep. We just read a fantastic unsolicited testimonial from Jane, who swears by Credo and has been using them for 15
That's
years.
Right.
It's the original sexy liberal company.
We
they thought
them.
Of it before we did,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Don't do business with companies that don't share your values. Credo, your phone, I'm telling you. You can choose Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company. They share your values, support the same causes you do. To date, they have donated. Are you ready? Over $95 million
Whoa!
To amazing nonprofits like Friends of Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that good feeling that you are making a difference.
Yeah.
We can all make a difference. You'll get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, current number. Go to credomobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone
wow.
when you use the code STEPH.
Yeah.
I'm a win-win. Learn more at credomobile.com. Don't doubt me. Credomobile.com. $250 off by using that code STEPH. All right, 27 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce coming up. Brooklyn Dad Defiant coming up. Paul in Seattle. Hello, Paul.
I can see how the court is going to get to immunity through this. Ruling yesterday.
Oh, no.
So our textualists on the court have said, they've just inserted some text that says only Congress can impose this disability, essentially, when really it just says Congress may remove this disability. So let's consider both sides. If Congress were to declare, impose the disability, Trump's an insurrectionist, are the states compelled to comply? No. They don't have to take him off the ballot. But let's say that they don't. Well, then that just means, and they haven't apparently, according to the court, that just means that January 6th was legitimate political discourse. And you can't prosecute legitimate political discourse. That's what they're going to do.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That was depressing. Don't call again. No, I'm kidding.
What do I keep saying? That just if things that are not normal keep getting normalized. This headline, Republican senator tells Fox we want to stop Biden from delivering the State of the Union. Some Republicans are trying to stop President Biden from giving the State of the Union
right.
Thursday. Joni Ernst was one of the people that Steve Ducey played a clip from. They are so afraid that the actual facts about the actual Biden record are going to get out there so that they can't, distort how. I was watching Trump this weekend, like, he's the most corrupt president we've ever had. He's the most worst president ever. It's so corrupt. It's just, Joe Biden is maybe a lot of things. He's not corrupt.
He's a Boy Scout.
He's
yeah,
I know.
He really is.
But, oh my God, and like this poll of historians, he will go down as one of our best presidents ever. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was voted worst president ever by, you know, a bunch of historians and whatever. It's just I'm so sick of up is down, down mm-hmm. is up, right? And now we have AI, which we'll talk about. And Charlie Pierce next.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low level of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. March is National Reading Month. Wisconsin librarians say kids read books if they like the topics and the formats, like graphic novels for preteens.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
Blaze Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says kids respond better when teachers and parents take an informal approach. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fort Atkinson officials are looking to get a little greener by installing smart traffic lights. The lights use cameras and sensors to adjust to traffic in real time. The goal is to reduce the amount of time cars spend idling at lights. Cars burn half a gallon of fuel when sitting idle for 1 hour. City leaders say that they think the smart traffic lights can reduce the carbon emissions from idle vehicles by 20%. SSM Health is planning to build a new clinic in Verona. The 40,000-square-foot facility will offer family medicine and physical and occupational therapy. It is also expected to have a lab and imaging services alongside other specialty services. It'll be set right off Highway 18-151 on Highway 69. Construction on the new clinic is expected to begin early next year, and SSM Health hopes to open the clinic in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high today. The wind, northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what happens to the rest of this election cycle, Anna, I think that is yet to be determined in terms of their immunity decision, obviously. But you see in the concurrence from Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson, a warning of sorts, in my view, to some of the other justices saying, we didn't need to decide anything more here than the principle that states don't have the authority to disqualify candidates for federal offices. And by going further than that and saying that only Congress has that enforcement power, you have decided something that didn't need to be done.
Thank you, Lisa Rubin. Okay. You know, I think almost every day for years, I mean, it really, if I didn't love him so much, it would be annoying. Every day for years, he's called me and sung this to me.
Please come to Boston for the springtime.
Okay. I have finally relented, and I am coming to Boston Saturday, July 13th at the Bach Center Schubert Theater. Tickets go on sale for pre-sale on Thursday. Who will be our fantastic guest on panel finally?
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
All right, Charlie, I'm coming to Boston. Are you happy?
July 13th at the Schubert Theater, ladies and gentlemen. The only place to be.
That's right.
Charlie.
In the city of Boston.
I think you need to bring your favorite accessory, and that would be Professor Senator Warren.
I'll put her in my backpack and get her in through the door, like she's a snack or something,
or Santa Buddha.
So we can continue our.
Oh, I can bring Santa Buddha. He's easy.
There we go. We can continue of our tradition of you throwing me into her as you've done.
I know. Maybe I'll bring Ed Markey and throw you into him too.
Ed Markey.
That'd be fantastic.
Ed Markey. Yeah.
Charlie, we've been obviously talking about the Supreme Court thing all morning. You just said it's a death threat to the 14th Amendment. The way you say it, there's an unmistakable aroma of chicken to this ruling. You said it lines up neatly with Bush v. Gore on the roster of ring and run Supreme Court decisions regarding election law. The latter specifically rejected its value as precedent. And this decision is an anonymous death threat aimed at the 14th Amendment. The court's decision is wholly based on its contention that enforcing Section 3 of the 14th as regards federal offices, especially the presidency, as the decision lies with Congress and not the individual states. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, Charlie. You know, this just seems. Just give me your thoughts on. Am I crazy, or didn't they already rule him an insurrectionist in Congress?
Well, yeah. See, that's one of the interesting things about the decision is it doesn't mention that at all. It doesn't defend him against that charge.
Yeah.
Everybody just sort of assumes that he is.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what's sort of astounding, that they didn't do what he asked in that sense. They didn't exonerate him of being an insurrectionist.
No, I think that they may be leaving that for the next decision. But the assumption within, in terms of this decision, the assumption is that he was an insurrectionist, which I guess is sort of a triumph in one way. But, you know, in that same piece, I took Clarence Thomas's dissent in the Arkansas term limits case from 1997, in which Clarence Thomas argues the complete opposite from what was argued in the decision yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is basically that the states run their elections, so we should butt out.
Right. And then it's, you know, you hand it to a Congress that's got nothing done, that is full of insurrectionists. I mean, go ahead.
And yeah, I was going to say, even in the best of times, it's hard to get a 2/3 vote on anything. And this is far from the best of times.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd feel really bad about this if Amy Coney Barrett hadn't, like, poured me a nice cup of hot chocolate and given me a couple of cookies.
Chris and I were saying, is that as patrascending as we thought it was? Like, oh, there, calm down, liberals. See, we all get along.
It's not your job to make us feel better.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's James Carville's job or Rachel Maddow's job or somebody. Your job is to judge the law.
Right. Charlie, I've been talking about this letter I got. I wanted to get your reaction. Jackson in Tucson wrote to me, Steph, I'm not a legal lad. I'm not even a lawyer. I'm just an eighth grade social studies teacher. But I know that elections are the purview of the states. The only role the federal government plays in national elections is the certification of the presidential electoral vote counts delivered by states. The Supreme Court revisionists of the United States in Colorado, USA writ large, elections decision have now turned this clear demarcation upside down and inside out. No one will save us but us. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the, but you can forgive us if we feel like we've already done that too. We already voted him out and they already voted him an insurrectionist in Congress. So I guess here
yeah,
we
now he's tanned, he's rested, he's an insurrectionist and a rapist, and he's ready.
And Charlie, yeah. I mean, today, Super Tuesday, he will likely become the Republican nominee, right?
Yeah, there's no point. I don't even care about Super Tuesday. There's some down ballot races. You've got one in California mm-hmm. that I'm very interested in, you know, because the Democratic progressive heroes in the California legislature have just in California delegate congressional delegation have decided to eat each other's entrails in a primary.
Which wait, are you talking about the Senate race or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Senate race.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, Katie Porter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, couldn't one of them have decided it's okay to be in the House for a little while longer?
Yeah. Good God, we could have a right wing Trump voting
no.
baseball
That's
player.
That's not happening.
No, it's no.
No, but the only reason to vote for Steve Garvey is so Tommy Tuberville has someone to talk to.
That's true. No, once, because Schiff is ahead,
yeah.
and
yeah.
it's going to be because it's a jungle primary, which means yes. the top two get chosen. So it's going to be Schiff and Garvey. Once Porter yeah. and Lee are taken out of the equation, then Schiff jumps ahead by like 30 points.
Right. I know. So, I saw that. Yeah. I know there was one poll where Garvey was ahead. I was like, ugh!
Right now.
You're saying the right wing lion is going to sleep tonight
exactly.
in the jungle primary.
Yes, exactly.
A wimb away.
Just like that.
Okay. Charlie, here's the other thing we've been discussing all morning.
I was stunned by the Giza Rock trivia there for a minute.
So Bob in Akron, Ohio says, hey, Steph, fear not. Trump is a former Oval Office occupant. I've never called him president. Could be getting national security briefings. But President Biden on his first day put an end to that privilege, citing Trump as a security risk. I think Biden should refuse to allow such briefings going forward, citing the same reasons. And this ends up in court. Biden should just claim presidential immunity. Particularly with how much money he owes now, it is a bit of a problem, isn't it, that he would start getting national...
I'd like to thank Bob from Akron for giving me something else to worry about. that hadn't occurred to me, but you're right. Candidates get security briefings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a little bit of cash to raise. Yeah.
You know, more stuff to sell, exactly.
Yeah. I've been watching, because you're a political historian of sorts, I've been watching Front Runner, about the Gary Hart movie with, what's his name, Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I was saying yesterday, Charlie, it is just sort of astounding where we are. Do you remember, like, one picture of one woman that wasn't his wife? He was out. today.
You know, reporters hiding in the bushes outside of his condo mm-hmm. in Washington or wherever. And
yeah.
Probably the most promising Democratic politician of his time is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie. Is it a good movie?
It is. I'm not through it yet, but yeah, it's very good. But it's, I was just saying, how do we get to today, Charlie, on Super Tuesday, you and I talking, they're about to nominate a 91, convicted rapist, convicted of financial fraud, adjudicated insurrectionist, who stole our nuclear secrets already.
Right.
How did we get here, Charlie?
How did we get here? Boy, it's the long march from Ronald Reagan's presidency to now.
Yeah.
You know, the detachment from reality, the detachment of politics from governing, basically. The article of faith on the conservative side that, as Ronald Reagan put it in his first inaugural, you know, the worst thing you can hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Bill Clinton saying, the era of big government is over. And, we had that, you know, it's been a steady, it's been a slow, it's accelerated, God knows, over the last 8 years. But it's been largely a slow slide, you know, down the hill.
Yeah.
You know, Bush v. Gore was a turning point.
Yeah.
The lack of punishment for Iran-Contra was a turning point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Charlie, I think the Gary Hart thing with Howard Dean we talked about yesterday, there is just, part of this is the mainstream media. There's always a different standard for Democrats. I'm looking at this awash with speed. Report calls Trump White House a drug free for all. I mean, if this had been, again, had been, they're still talking about Hunter Biden's addiction from how many years ago? Mm-hmm. And Trump's White House was a free-for-all like the Wild West, where the Rolling Stone bombshell reports, awash with speed, while some staffers were taking a highly addictive controlled substance, the anti-anxiety medication Xanax, washing it down with alcohol. They were citing a Defense Department's Inspector General's report detailing how the White House medical unit during the Trump administration distributed controlled substances with scant oversight and even sloppier record-keeping. This Dr. Ronnie, yeah, who's now in Congress.
Yeah.
Right.
An entire administration hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Much like the Nazis, right? I mean, seriously.
I don't know if you're reading the same story that I read about that.
Yeah.
But this an anonymous former Trump staffer saying, if you worked for this administration, wouldn't you wash your Xanax down with alcohol?
Yeah, he said, you try working for him and not chasing pills with alcohol.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more serious thing, Charlie, these people all had security clearances. These people were high as a kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dr. Ronnie's running a pill mill. He's running one of those pharmacies from West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, where they'd order like nine bazillion doses of OxyContin in a town that has like 500 people in it.
Yeah, there's the reporting Jackson was known as the Candy Man, which, you know, Sammy Davis is rolling in his grave.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's far too elevated, though. That's far too elevated. I'd slot him in there as Steppenwolf's pusher man myself.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Charlie, I wanted last story. I wanted to get your take on this AI stuff, because we were just saying, of all the effery we've seen in the past, now we're also going to be the target of these deep fakes. AI-generated deep fake images of Trump are being deployed to influence the outcome of the 2024 election with black voters. Supporters are targeting black voters with disinformation. The Black Voters Matter said the fears these so-called deep fake images are being deployed to influence the outcome of the election. There are dozens of. I love this one. Did you see the one with Trump sitting on a stoop with a bunch of black guys? And I think the story they were trying is that he just pulled over his motorcade and just wanted to hang out.
Right.
I mean, who in their right mind believes that? There's another one of him with his arms around a group of black women at a party. I mean,
pretty soon he's going to be one of those guys under the umbrella and do the right thing. across the street from the liquor store.
Yes.
He's going to be sitting with Sweet Dick Willie.
God.
But no, I mean, you know, that I mean, first of all, who believes that? Because the guy's the biggest germaphobe who ever lived.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not going to put his arm around anybody.
No.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Anyway, but the whole thing is just, we just played.
Yeah, this is an entirely new, you know, vista of rat humping.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
An entirely new field.
Yeah.
Crystal Boy, thanks you for that euphemism for.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I do what I can as I'm still, you know, running. I'm still running on the bliss that Amy Comey Barrett's hot chocolate and cookies gave me. Not to worry
feeling.
About things.
That warm bipartisan feeling.
I'm feeling very Little House on the Prairie.
All right. Love you, Charlie. We link to Charlie's.
I love you all. Take care.
Fantastic writing as usual.
July 13th, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Absolutely. Boston. Can't wait to see you.
Woot. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Why is it that they decide to start barking right in the middle of very, very keen legal analysis?
And she comments
by
about it.
Highbrow legal ladies like Barb McQuaid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she. I think she felt supported.
She did.
Yes, because it was a particularly good point that they were like.
But they were barking at Lynch.
Well, listen. They just, what they're barking at is you need to refill the bowls with Nature's Blend. Real turkey, beef, salmon, duck, that's what all the dogs are barking about. It's real food. This is all the movement in pet food. Nature's Feast for the kitties, Nature's Blend for the doggies. Real food.
And it's not gloppy.
You wouldn't feed your real children kibble.
No.
Well, some of you would. I've met you. You know who I'm talking about. But most of us, I'm telling you, that is the whole movement in pet foods. How do you think you're going to keep them healthy and happy and living a long time? Mm-hmm. You got to feed them real food. Nature's Blend does not contain any artificial preservatives. Dry to the touch. There's no mess. It's shelf stable. You don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. You will love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. Raw, freeze, dried, so they love that flavor. Love it, love it, love it. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef-flavored dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller. 2511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can get Genucel XV, my other favorite, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com included in the bestseller package. Best value in skincare anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last, plus free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Ding 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 Ding. That's me on my. It's my giant hydration system.
Oh,
that is contains Morning Kick, as it does every every morning. Every morning I have my. Today is hiking and weightlifting day, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Saturday, as you know, is outdoor bike day. That's when I really notice the difference, because I'm riding, you know, 30, 40 miles. And I can tell it has been a game changer for me. 10 supplements in one in there. Fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. And I got your ashwagandha, your prebiotics, your probiotics, your stuff for your joints and muscles, anti-aging supplements, stuff to enhance your overall well-being, boost your energy, you name it. Go with Mama now. Whee! RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Yeah.
55 minutes after the hour. Oh, dear. Marilyn writes, Town Hall, sexy liberal, New York City. I just tried to get a ticket. $500 to $1,000? Are you kidding
She's
me?
On
outrageous.
The wrong site.
Okay.
I'm on their site right now. The tickets are not yet available.
They're not on sale yet.
Thursday and Friday.
And also, we have heard you, and the ticket prices are actually much lower than they used to be, because we can't do pay-per-view. We can't do, you know, the pay-per-view in every city. It's way too expensive.
Right.
So we're going to a bunch of cities. We are deliberately making ticket prices lower to try to...
And the only place you should go for tickets
sexyliberal.com.
Sexyliberal.com. We have all of the links for all the individual shows. Just go to the tour section of sexyliberal.com.
Yes.
Thursday, if you want the pre-sales,
yes,
with the code key. But Friday is when general admission goes on sale.
Right. For all 15 cities at once, which is new for us, but because of our fantastic partners, Live Nation and NS2, we are it's a fancy professional tour now.
Mm-hmm.
We got people.
Yeah, we're not used to this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm used to Ron renting the smallest compact car and then shoving me and John and Hal in it. John did get a free proctological exam from me in Madison for the first show.
Because
his legs were already up around my shoulder, so I just thought I would be a sexy liberal helper.
We're even going to have tour merch.
Yes! Oh my God, like real tour merch.
Yeah.
Available at the venue and
the
online.
Show.
I know.
That's exciting.
We're like, what? Anyway, but Marilyn, I'm going to write her back as well. Mm-hmm. Because trust me, no one gets more upset than we do when scalpers get these tickets and then you feel like we're charging, you know.
Even Ticketmaster doesn't have them available yet.
No,
they're not available. Wherever you went, honey, it's not happening.
Right.
All right. We were just talking to Charlie about the Trump White House awash in speed. Just like the Nazis.
Goofballs.
The original Nazis, not these particular Nazis.
Right.
From the Candyman.
Right.
Oh.
Right? Yes. From Ronnie Jackson,
okay,
who is a Republican congressman as we speak. Because, hello, mainstream media. Where were you on this story?
He's Trump's friend until the end, Dr. Ronnie. Takes a drink, it kind of helps him think, Dr. Ronnie. Dr. Ronnie, he's the man Trump likes to say, who's gonna privatize the VA. Watch him crash and burn, Dr. Ronnie. Well, Trump's feeling fine. He's 6'3", weighs 239. Huh. Dr. Ronnie.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Fantastical. Brooklyn Dad Defiant, our buddy, our pal, who we have not seen in a while. He's a social media influencer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter rock star. And we will talk to him next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7.
WMDX.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Gordy. Join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday morning. We'll have coffee and good conversation.
Wednesday.
6 to 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabba, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.